I have a lot of professional speakers who come to me trying to figure out if writing a book is the best thing for their speaking business. And there's a lot of ways we can approach this, but I think it really comes down to answering a few key questions. I'm Sarah Jo Crawford, and I help public speakers book more gigs. Let's talk about some books. Here's the first question you can ask yourself. How do I plan on monetizing this book? You're going to spend a lot of time and a lot of money getting all your thoughts down into some kind of paper or digital form. There's a few ways you can monetize on your book. One of the first and one of the most difficult is purely book sales. Whether you publish or self-publish, the goal here is to sell as many copies as you possibly can. This is an awesome fit for public speakers with a substantial following online. Another way I've seen professional speakers monetize on their book is to use it to increase their speaking fee. Some ways you can do this is next time you have a event planner reach out and they're like, hey, we want to have you come speak. And you're like, well, here's my fee. This is how much I charge. But also you have to buy 200 copies of my book. Not only is there some financial gain, but you are guaranteeing that your audience has more content to get from you at the end of your speech. Last but not least, and this one's a little weird to wrap your head around, I've had some public speakers who write a book purely to build their credibility. They're not worried about selling copies. I mean, if they do, it's not the worst thing, but more than anything, they write a book to make sure on their website, on their promotional materials, they can say, published author on this topic. It looks so good, and while directly not resulting in new income sources, it does totally increase the chances of a better speaking fee. Our next question becomes, is there an alternative to writing a physical hard copy book? In a lot of cases, a simple booklet, so a really deep dive into one particular topic, and after, you know, like 4 or 5 booklets, you have a book that you can put all together. Should you do an ebook? Maybe a podcast is a better fit for you. While the monetization is a little bit different, sometimes it's important to reflect on what you're good at and how you like to distill your information before pigeonholing yourself into a book. Last question to consider when deciding if you should write a book is, do I have enough research and information to create a truly valuable piece of literature? And for a lot of you, there may be a confidence issue when you're like, I don't know. But take a little while, an evening to broad strokes, go over some topics that you know and your unique perspective around those topics. And you may have a ton of content and you may not. And if it's may not, that's totally fine. You can keep working on that. If you do have a lot of ideas, take those to some friends or a trusted mentor and ask them, do you think this would be valuable? And make sure they give you their honest opinion. It's going to be really easy for them to be like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. But try to get their real feedback on if they would pay money to read that book. So with this whole book discussion, it really comes down to your goals and what you're good at. So while some people are be like, you definitely have to write a book, don't let anyone tell you what you definitely have to do. You can get really creative with your expertise and the way you like to present information to grow your speaking business. I hope this helped. I'm Sarah Jo Crawford from Sparkworth, and I can't wait to help you make the world awesome.